Hello and welcome to News 24 on air of a live audio service. I'm Ihlali Ntsabo. On Sunday, police arrested a 21-year-old man for the murder of 34-year-old teacher Kirsten Klates. Klates was murdered in October at a running event in an enclosed guarded sports complex in Parkmore in Sandton, Johannesburg. News 24 reported the man, who was seen walking away from the secluded area off the running track where Klates' body was found, wore her clothes after killing her. News 24 reporter Alex Patrick, who's been following the story, joins us now in studio to give us the latest. Alex, thank you once again for joining us. The suspect was arrested at a student res on Sunday at around 4 p.m. So at this point, it is safe to assume that he was probably a student. But how did the police manage to get a hold of him?
Thanks for having me, and thanks to the listeners. Yes, so he was arrested at 4 o'clock on Sunday. He is living at a res in Parkmore, which is the area where... That's the area where she was found murdered. Yeah, so he was actually living in that area, and what we do know is that he was a student. We don't know which... university or tertiary he was going to, but according to police, it was one in Sandton. So he was living and studying in that area. We do know that there were several images of him because the streets are lined with cameras. And police at this point are not speaking.
Right.
As to exactly how they caught him, but we presume that they used those images of him, and that's how they located where he was staying.
Right. And, you know, Alex, I've been going through the comments in your stories, you know, the articles that have been published. And as much as, you know, it's some of the commentary has been that has been coming in is, for me, it just speaks to how... a lot of people are not aware of, you know, perhaps maybe if you can just remind us of how secure this area is. Because, you know, like I said, I think we've said this previously time and time again, that the assumption is that because this is in Parkmore, Sandton, it's, you know, there's this consensus that it's one of the most safer areas in Johannesburg. So maybe perhaps just, you know, remind our audience, perhaps, you know, like what the area looks like, how many cameras are stationed, where Klates' body was found, and so forth.
Exactly. I mean, this is Johannesburg. It is a very dangerous city in itself. So those who have money can afford and do use private security. So Parkmore, which is the area where the George Lee Park was, which is where she was murdered, is in Sandton. Sandton is... often called the richest square mile in Africa.
Right.
It's a very, very wealthy part of the city. So it's a very upmarket place. Parkmore itself is an area within Sandton. It's a kind of gated community in the fact that the roads are actually blocked off. It's kind of a maze to even get in there. The roads are blocked off at certain times, and that is really so that people can monitor the flow of who comes and goes in the area. So you... enter through a boom, your vehicle is photographed, there is a guard there, so if you're on foot, the guard takes note of everybody coming and going. And then, you know, there are street cameras. Johannesburg itself has a few of these street cameras that the city actually monitors, but in this residence, it's private security cameras, which are stationed on every road. Besides that, you know, every house has its own security camera. So they can, you know, you can watch who's walked past your house. If you are robbed, somebody climbs over the wall, they're watching that. She was going for a run at the Sandton Sports Club, which is a boomed gate again. They take a photo of everybody coming and going through there. So it's completely... I mean, really, you cannot get in and out without somebody
noticing.
And if they didn't notice you, they can surely go back and see your movements.
Yeah. And when is this man who's been arrested expected to now appear in court?
So he's expected to appear tomorrow, that's Tuesday, at the Alexandra Magistrates Court. He's been charged with murder.
And just going back to some of the comments in your stories, I mean, I think one would imagine that the community of Parkmore, rightfully so, you know, is probably still shaken by the story. And, you know, we are now also in 16 days of activism against women and child abuse. And, you know, just like I said, circling back to the comments, people have also been talking, some people have also been talking about the need for government to do more to address such issues. And as someone who's been covering these kinds of stories, you would agree with these sentiments?
I do. I agree that government needs to do more. I agree that law enforcement needs to do more. I've spoken with criminals who have been, you know, who were sent to jail for a very, very long time and for murder. And their sentiment was that criminals do not fear long sentences. They don't fear even, you know, we don't have capital punishment, but they don't fear that. What they fear is getting caught and then being sent to prison. And the truth is that our rates of solving these murder cases, last year the rates were 14.5%. So they know that there is a huge chance that they will not get caught. So that's part of the problem. But it's also a societal issue, you know. It's the comments that are made within society. It's the wolf whistles to women that happen even in the Johannesburg Council. And these just kind of perpetuate the fact that men, you know, are in some way kind of superior to women. That, you know, and every time that we allow these kind of things to, you know, these comments and this kind of these actions to happen, you know, we're kind of saying it's okay. And this is really, you know, where it ends up.
Right. Alex Patrick, Joburg Metro reporter at News 24. To read the full story, do visit news24.com. That's all we have for now. Until next time, I'm Ihlali Ntsavo.